been listening to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Ion Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It is 52 minutes after the hour on this, well, really the first Saturday of the new year, I think. I hope. Actually, it's the second Saturday. I lied. Hey, taking your calls and your emails. Of course, you can always reach out to me, peter@petergreenberg.com, with your name, phone number, question, or problem, and we'll answer it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones out in Roseville, California. And for those of you who don't know where that is, that's somewhere between Sacramento and Auburn. I've got Diane on the phone. Hey, Diane.
Hi, Peter.
How can I help you today?
Well, I know that you've been mentioning long-term or annual travel insurance. I've tried to do some research online and came up with Travel Guard and Alliance. And I know that you've also mentioned MedJet. But I'm primarily interested in the medical coverage and or emergency evacuation coverage.
Correct.
And I was wondering if you had any recommendations, because
I can give you a couple. Yeah, I can give you a couple. It's not necessarily long term. You can actually buy it, you know, for one flight. But I most likely recommend you do an annual premium. It's about $500, but it covers you for the whole year, anywhere you travel, and that means anywhere in the world. I like a couple of policies. You mentioned one, MedJet Assist. There's another one called Travel Guard. And I like both of those because if you read the fine print, and I encourage everybody to read the fine print if you can get through it, it not only takes care of you to stabilize you medically wherever you get hurt or sick, it then consults. These particular policies will allow them to consult with your personal physician. After all, who knows your medical history better than your own doctor? And then, if necessary, they will fly you on a medically equipped jet back to the doctor and medical facility of your choice. That's the key. It's got to be of your choice. Otherwise, there are a lot of other insurance policies that offer medical evacuation and repatriation, but they're going to fly you back to the doctor and medical facility of their choice, which may not be such a great idea. It's, you know, which one wins the bid for lowest bidder. So those are the two that I like. Again, the name of the insurance is Medical Evacuation and Repatriation Insurance. It's coverage. And I like the, and they also have a family plan, by the way. So there's all sorts of options you can do it. Now, one caution, in many of these policies, they have exclusions for certain destinations. They may consider very high risk. They may have exclusions for age, and they may have exclusions, obviously, for pre-existing medical conditions. So double check and triple check the policy. But those are the two places I would recommend. Okay, Diane?
Okay. Thank you, Peter.
You're very welcome. Now let's go clear across the country, or at least halfway across, to Hilbert, Wisconsin. And I've got, I have Elaine on the phone. Hello, Elaine.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, I have one word for you. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Packers. Go Packers.
Oh, thank you. Woo-hoo.
Remember, I'm a Badger. I went to Wisconsin, so I got to go for the Packers.
Oh, you did.
I did.
That's wonderful.
How can I help you, Elaine? How can I help you?
My husband and I have an 11-day trip planned to Belize in the beginning of March. I have looked into purchasing one-way tickets as they are less expensive and the flights are much shorter, 6 hours compared to 24. Also, we would like to, on our way back, stop in Orlando, Florida for a few days. And a one-way ticket seems to be the only option we have if I book online.
Well, here's my suggestion. Your final destination, or at least your primary final destination, is Belize. And you're going from Wisconsin. So what you want to do is you're really going to buy two round-trip tickets. You'll buy one round-trip ticket, Wisconsin to Orlando, and then an Orlando to Belize round-trip ticket. That's one option. The other option is a little more complicated because you don't want to stop in Orlando really on the way. You just want to stop there on the way back, right?
Correct.
Well, then you're buying what's known as an open jaw ticket. You're going to fly, one ticket would read Wisconsin, Belize, Orlando. And then the second ticket would be a one-way ticket, Orlando back to Wisconsin.
Okay. Okay.
So do some comparison shopping. And you're right. Most people don't realize that, you know, thanks to airlines like Southwest and JetBlue, sometimes a one-way ticket is actually less expensive than a round trip. Not every time.
Right.
But sometimes it is. So check out those two options. Either the two round-trip tickets, Wisconsin, Orlando, Wisconsin, and then Orlando, Belize, Orlando, or the second option, which is the open jaw ticket, where you're not really completing a full trip. You're going Wisconsin, Belize, Orlando, and then a second trip, just a one-way ticket, Orlando back to Wisconsin, okay?
Okay. We have a voucher for Southwest. They can get us to Belize, but they can't get us back on the day we need to leave. They don't have any.
Well, then you know what? Use the voucher for another flight. Otherwise, it's going to get way too complicated, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, use the voucher for something else. Hey, by the way, everybody, thank you, Elaine. That music means you're out of time for this hour, but stick around. We have a whole lot more coming on this second weekend in January 2022 show, Eye on Travel. Back with more from New York right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production. With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. This week's episode of Eye on Travel is sponsored by Linzess. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel for the second weekend of January 2022. If you're just joining us, get out those maps, boys and girls. 40 degrees, 42 minutes north, 74 degrees, 0 minutes west. We're right back in the bunker here in New York City and happy to be here after all the travel I did over the last 12 months and happy to talk to you. You can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air, and we're about to do that right now. I got an email, interesting email from Bill, who said that he thought that Air France was reinstating change fees. Remember those draconian change fees? That if you wanted to change your ticket or cancel it, the amount of the fee would almost like wipe out the original cost of your ticket. Turns out Air France is not reinstating change fees. We're happy to hear that. And Bill, thank you for reporting that back. If you purchased your ticket before February 1 of this year, and if your flight is scheduled on or before June 30 of this year, you can request a refundable voucher or a cash refund before the departure date of your first flight. That's nice news. But what happens after February 1? Then it goes into a voucher option in February, but the voucher will be extended for at least a year. And again, the position of Air France is really what it should be, and that is they will give you a refund, no questions asked, if the airline cancels the flight. Remember, that's the difference. So there you have that. Here's one from Marshall, who writes, he loves the show. Thank you, Marshall. I have a Hawaiian Airlines credit card that he pays $95 per year. And when he got the card, he got a 60,000-mile bonus. That gives him one checked bag free on every flight. However, Marshall reports he was just offered an additional card at $95 per year with a 90,000-mile bonus. However, it has no checked bag provision. Please tell me which one you recommend. Here's my question to all of you listening. How many credit card offers are you getting every week in the mail? I'm getting like three or four of them. I mean, I can't keep track. I can't. I bet you can't either. Look, here's the important thing about any credit card that's travel related. Are you getting a credit card that gives you mileage on the airline you fly the most? Hopefully the answer is yes. Are you getting a credit card that gives you the perks on that particular airline? Like Marshall was suggesting, the one free bag. Okay, great. Let's talk about the mileage bonuses. If you can get a 25,000-mile award, which, by the way, he has Hawaiian Airlines, does not include a trip to Hawaii. It's domestic service on the 48 states. Well, if an airline ticket right now, I talked about this earlier in the show. If an airline ticket right now is less than $200 round trip and you're redeeming 25,000 miles for it, you're an idiot. You want to redeem 25,000 miles when the ticket's $1,500 round trip, right? Smart. That's how you do it. So when you get these mileage bonuses, you have to look at it this way. A 60,000 mile bonus is essentially like 2.5 trips, round trips at the lowest coach fare, which if you get it when the coach fare is the highest, it has some value to you. 90,000 miles, the same thing. Now let's translate that or compare it to what they're going to charge you for a checked bag. A checked bag is going to anywhere between $25 and $50. And the second bag is even more. That's per leg or per flight. So you got to put that in, you know, now you have to do the comparison. And it's not really apples and oranges. It's cash. It's the value of the coach ticket that you're going to redeem the miles for at its highest price versus how many times you need to check a bag over the course of a year. And then you'll make a decision, Marshall. It's as simple as that. But again, you got to go back to basics. Are you getting a credit card on an airline you fly a lot? That's the problem. You're going to have to do that. All right. Otherwise, you're just collecting credit cards and bonuses that are going to end up costing you money because you have the annual fees, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not to mention, have you looked at the interest rate on these cards? They're like a 24 to 26%. Ouch. So the real ideal situation is you get your mileage card with the bonus and you pay off your balance in full every month. If you can do that, I'm moving in with you. Okay. All right. Here's one from Mr. Dector, who said, what recourse does a traveler have when airlines change a booked flight time? If it's not satisfactory, i.e. a long layover, can we get an adjustment to a better flight? They charge us for changes. Why can't we charge them? American is constantly doing this to me. You book a flight and never know what time you're going to end up with. Most of the time, they don't even inform you of the change. Well, I agree with you that they don't always let you know. And it pays to get on the phone if you can get anybody on the phone just to update the situation to make sure they haven't rebooked you on another flight. But let's go back for a second. Anytime an airline changes your flight, they have effectively canceled your first flight. You're entitled to a full refund at that point. Okay? But if you still need to get to where you want to go, and they're giving you this incredibly long and ridiculous layover, or they're changing your nonstop to a one or a two stop, then you have to have a conversation because that's cruel and unusual punishment. I've had one flight on United Airlines that has changed, and I'm not making this up, 6 times in 1 month from Los Angeles to London. First, it was a nonstop. Then it was Los Angeles, Chicago, London. Then it became Los Angeles, Houston, London. Then it became Los Angeles, Washington, Dulles, London. Then it went back to Washington, Chicago, London. I mean, L.A., Chicago. It's ridiculous. And by the way, they don't leave at the same time and they don't land at the same time. So you really have to be on top of this. So again, let's go back and recap. Anytime they change your flight, they've effectively canceled your outbound flight. You're entitled to a full refund. All right? And anytime they mess you up for more than 4 hours, you know what? In many cases, they're going to give you a voucher or additional miles in your account for the inconvenience. But if you don't ask, you do not get. All right? This is important stuff. All right? Okay, here we go. I've got another one here. Somebody wants to know, on our New Year's show that was just last week, who were the musicians I had on the show? That's easy. It's the Cabo Strings. Electric cello and electric violin, they were fabulous. By the way, our show is also a podcast. You can hear the whole show live or streamed or on podcast. And if you get a chance, they played the last 2 sections of the show at the end, and they were brilliant. Amazing the sound they put out with just 2 instruments. Okay, let me see if we got one more here. Oh, yeah. I see. Well, here's one from Meredith who actually listened to me on mileage. She went out there and redeemed her miles, and she saved a lot of money. She actually saved a lot of mileage. Not bad. Meredith, I'm glad you listened to me. And for the rest of you, I hope you listened to me earlier in the show. This is the time to redeem your miles. You got to do it. Remember, we're not talking about savings account at a bank. Your miles are not accruing interest. They're basically getting devalued. And the airlines get a chance to do that every single time. So look at the map. Look at the calendar. Think 330 days out, and you'll be in good shape. Hey, coming up, want to talk about social distancing? How about social distancing in a TSA line and the other crowds you see at the airport? We've got some interesting facts and figures to discuss when we come back.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back. Now, back to Eye on Travel.
It is 43 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you. And of course, I always remind you, you can always get to me. Just email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones. First up, in Houston, I've got Bernice on the phone. Hey, Bernice, how can I help you?
Get lost. I love this advice you gave in your December podcast. What do you advise for me? I'm booked on a Gate One travel tour departing January 21 to Buenos Aires, going on to an Argentine Patagonia park, and then sailing the fjords for 5 days on the Ventus Australis, landing in Chile, and from there flying to Santiago for departure to the U.S. I'm 73, fully vaccinated, and I'm masked. Is it better to reschedule, cancel, or take this trip? Too many points en route where another tourist on the trip might mean we're all quarantined, or Chile or the U.S. might refuse entry? Roll with whatever comes. What do you recommend?
Lots of questions here. Well, the first advice is to you, I'd say, is take me.
But seriously,
Bernice, here's the situation. As you know, because I know you've been following the news and you listen to me, the rules are changing almost every day with the new variants. However, the one thing that's remained constant is if you're vaccinated and you're boostered and you're wearing the mask where you need to wear the mask and you're practicing social distancing and you're playing by the rules, you can go just about anywhere these days. Now, there are a couple of countries that have locked down to their own people, which means it wouldn't be very much of attraction to you. But right now, Argentina is open, Chile is open, and you know, you're not going to Brazil, which is continuing to have problems. But Argentina and Chile are now open, and here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to go talk to your travel agent or your tour operator to find out what their policy is. Should they cancel? What are your rights in terms of a refund, or what are your other choices in terms of rebooking or a credit? That's number one. That's got to be done no matter what. Number two, the same thing applies for your airline tickets, because should there be a problem and the airline cancel, then you're entitled to a refund no matter what. If that airline flight was either into the U.S. or from the U.S. But once you're in that part of the world, different rules apply. Here's the bottom line. I'm assuming that you're in good health. I'm assuming that your doctor is going to tell you it's okay to go. I'm assuming you are vaccinated and boosted because you just told me you are. So having said that, I would give it a shot. I would definitely, you know, roll the dice, but have a separate conversation with the hotels where you're staying. Do that on the phone. Find out what their policies are for testing and who's providing those tests and how much they're going to cost. Because as you know, you can't come home without at least showing a 24-hour window of a COVID-19 test that's negative. You know that already. So bottom line is, unless things change radically, and unless your doctor tells you you're crazy to go, I would say do it.
That's great. Thank you so much.
And have a great trip. But now you have a homework assignment. All right, Bernice, you got to call us when you get back and tell me how it went.
Sounds like you have a deal there. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Now let's go. You got it. And Happy New Year. Let's go out to Aurora, Illinois. We got Michael on the phone. Hey, Michael.
Hello.
How can I help you?
I have a flight scheduled, and it is a non-refundable flight. There have been a lot of cancellations lately, and I did hear that if the airline cancels your flight, you're entitled to a refund, even on a non-refundable fare. But also, is it also true that if you, one of your reasons is COVID, if you, someone in your party came down with COVID and you can't fly, they would also issue you a refund on your non-refundable ticket. I wasn't sure, and I thought I'd ask.
Well, I'm glad you did ask. I'm going to give you good news and bad news. The good news is you were right about your first question, and that's simply this. In the event that, by the way, this applied even before the pandemic. If an airline ever cancels your flight for any reason whatsoever, an airline that's either flying to the United States, from the United States, or within the United States, you're entitled to a full refund back to your original form of payment, even if you bought a so-called non-refundable ticket. So you're good. Now, you can't cancel the flight. You'll lose the value of that ticket, especially if it's a basic economy ticket. That's the dreaded, you know, use it or lose it ticket. But if they cancel the flight, all bets are off. You get a refund. But as for your second question, if you get COVID or your friend gets COVID and you can't go, the bottom line is if the airline is still operating the flight and they haven't canceled, then you're out of luck. That's where travel insurance comes in. And we're going to talk about this in next week's show about the new insurance products that are coming out that will actually cover you for either testing positive, being quarantined, or being stuck. So stick around next week and listen to that. We'll get you more information. I hope that was able to answer your questions. And stick around, everybody else. That music means we're going to come back right after this with all of your emails, too. The questions keep coming, and hopefully the answers do, too. Back with more of Eye on Travel right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
It is 52 minutes after the hour. Peter Greenberg here with you again. Happy New Year to all of you as we begin hopefully a much better year with less hassles and more seamless travel, or at least more intelligent travel. I always tell you, you can reach me. That's email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's do that right now with some of your emails. Ruth writes me, I'm 76 and want to travel as much as possible while I can. I have booked a trip to Sri Lanka coming up in January for 2 weeks with an add-on trip to the Maldives for 4 days and three nights. This is an ambitious trip. So far, Sri Lanka is still welcoming visitors. I am wondering if you have any thoughts or recommendations about this adventure. It is an adventure. And best wishes to you, Ruth. You also wish me some best wishes as well. Here's the deal. You're all right. Sri Lanka does welcoming visitors as we're speaking right now. In order to do that, you got to complete a health declaration form proving your vaccination. You got to provide a pre-departure PCR test taken within 72 hours of your departure from the U.S., as well as purchase COVID insurance. They will then present a QR code, many of you who know what that is when you travel these days, when you arrive in Sri Lanka. That's it. If you want to do this online, it's airport.lk/health_declaration/index. If that's too confusing, you can actually go online and just punch in Sri Lanka health information, COVID, and you'll find it. So the good news is, as of January this year, which is right now, you got to purchase travel insurance, COVID insurance, and it's very reasonable. They're charging $12 a month. So on that one, it's SriLanka.travel to get you that information as well. Okay, SriLanka.travel. All right, let's go to another email here. And this is an interesting one because I get this question all too often. I keep trying to answer it, but I'll do it again. This is from Mary, who said, we have a basic economy domestic Delta flight booked for January. And once again, this is a problem because when you book that basic economy flight, that ticket, your rights almost evaporate, right? It's a use it or lose it ticket. You get no benefits. You get no mileage. And you get nothing. You get a photograph of everything they would have done for you back in 1956. But here's her question. My cousin has COPD. With a new upsurge, we wish to cancel. What is my chance of getting reimbursed for cancellation? On a basic economy ticket? I hate to tell you these three words, slim and none. Folks, listen carefully. When you go online and you're looking for a ticket, the thing that usually pumps up first is the cheapest ticket with the most restrictions and the worst connect times imaginable. Please don't get initially motivated by fare. Get motivated by intelligent looking at this. For about $30 more per segment, you can get another ticket in economy that is not beaten up like a basic economy ticket. That's your insurance policy that if you have to cancel, you're not losing your money. Right? You don't have to buy travel insurance to buy an economy ticket because they got rid of those draconian ticket change fees. All you need to do is not buy a basic economy ticket. It really is simple as that. And I'm sorry that I couldn't help you more, but now you know, right? I like to joke, and maybe it's not a joke, that the only people who should purchase basic economy tickets should either be fugitives from justice or in the witness relocation program, because you're not going to be traveling with a lot of bags and you don't really want to cancel. But in all seriousness, I'm sorry that you're probably not going to get your money back on this. Okay, now let's keep going, because the problem here, and all of you need to know this, is that you want to give yourself as much leeway as possible as we enter the new year. So rule number one, you just heard it, don't buy a basic economy ticket. It's a suicidal ticket. Number two, whatever ticket you buy, again, don't go by the rate. Go by the connect time. I've seen connect times as little as 36 minutes, right? Between the G gates and the L gates at O'Hare. Are you kidding me? Also suicidal, and your bags won't make it either. You got to give yourself, even in the best of times, with the best weather, 90-minute connect times at any airport for all sorts of obvious reasons that people forget about. I took a look at a cheap ticket one day, and it was $500 less than the next available ticket. I went, wow, what a cool ticket from New York to London. Oh, no, excuse me, I'm wrong. From Los Angeles to London. And then I saw it. You know what the length of the trip was? 23 hours. It made three stops. I mean, unless you got a copy of War and Peace and you're intent on reading it in one sitting, that's probably not the ticket you want. And the connect times were terrible there. Again, please give yourself a 90-minute connect time between flights. Because should you got late on the first flight and that flight doesn't get in on time and you miss that second flight, the airline can't put you on their next available flight because it may be full. Get it? All right. That music means it's time to say goodbye for this week. I want to thank, of course, Alessandra B., our producer, Paul Hammernick, Jeff Ryder, Amanda Morris, and all of you for listening. Happy New Year, everybody. Travel safe. And I'll see you next week as Eye on Travel returns. See you then.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.